Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Ed Goldman at Enterprise Data Center Group with Intel. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you are a group CTO in the Enterprise Data Center Group. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means?
Within the data center group, there's four major business units, and each one of those business units gets represented from a technology perspective, both in interactions with customers, as well as interactions into the roadmaps of the technologies that Intel is going to be doing. As the CTO, my role is to manage that interaction for the whole enterprise segment.
When we take a look at enterprise, can you tell us a little bit about the key pain points that exist in enterprise data centers today that we're working on in terms of our next generation technology?
Probably the number one concern that happens out there today is around time to market. Historically, there's been three dynamics out there that play against each other. One is cost of environment and cost management and all of that. The second one is how fast you can get new capabilities online. And then the third one is the resources that exist within a given IT shop to be able to apply to the first problem. It's been cost over the past 15 years probably, but now all of a sudden time to market because of the advent of cloud services and software as a service, the ability to get new services online is probably the number one issue that we're hearing out there.
When you take a look at the changes that enterprise data centers are going through, and I know that you've worked in the past running enterprise data centers, what do you think are the things that keep an IT manager up at night in terms of the fundamental changes that he or she may be facing?
The challenges that they see is how rapid the new technologies are and how rapid the new capabilities are, and how do you fit it in when a very large part of your environment is more of a legacy workload environment. So you have all these new capabilities coming on board, and yet you have to fit them into a portfolio of services that you already offer that today is more traditionally based on the older platforms and the older services that you could deliver. What keeps up the head of the IT infrastructure is always worrying about how do I get those new things online without disrupting the core capabilities of my data center, because at the end, the data center manager's role is really to make sure that all the products and services that are delivered to the business units from that data center are available day in and day out, 7x24, 365 days a year.
Now, Intel has been talking about software-defined infrastructure and a vision for the next generation of computing in the data center. Can you tell me a little bit about how we would define software-defined infrastructure and what the end game is here?
Software-defined infrastructure allows for applications to be placed into a layer of software that manages the assets underneath it in a more dynamic and orchestrated fashion than historically had been possible. Right? With the advent of virtualization that has come into the environment and with the ability to pull that virtualization into groupings, adding a new set of capabilities such that I can actually look at a workload, provide it into an infrastructure, and then that whole infrastructure takes care of that workload through software and makes the decisions that I think are critical to the, whether or not it's security, policy controls, compliance issues, or even am I meeting the service level and providing the quality of service for that platform. The software-defined infrastructure is all about providing that platform that you can actually put these new applications into that space and allowing the software to take advantage of all the features and capabilities that are provided by the hardware solutions that are available today.
Now, obviously, we all know how enterprise data centers work. People aren't going to rip out everything that they've got and replace it with something shiny and new overnight. So I know that you guys have been working on a maturity model towards steps that are actionable towards SDI. Can you tell me about that?
The way to be thinking about the maturity model is there are late adopters, mainstream adopters, and early adopters out there. There are people who are riding the front end of the envelope and changing all of the technologies as new technologies become available. But for the majority of folks, they kind of sit in that mainstream area, and that's the area that most organizations are dealing with today. So from a maturity perspective, what we look at is phase one is the environment standardized? And most organizations today have a fairly standard infrastructure. They've provided all of that. They've done all of the consolidations, and they've even taken advantage of part of phase two, which is virtualization. In the virtualization, it's starting to virtualize the servers virtualizing storage or even virtualizing networks in the future as we go forward. After they go through that phase, the next phase they start thinking about is, how do I automate these capabilities? As I provide a virtualization on my compute, can I automate that activity such that I can make it a very repeatable environment and give it to my customers so that they can do a self-service environment? Once I get to that level of automation, the next level of that maturity is really about trying to orchestrate this entire environment. So now I've automated, but I need to add capabilities that say, here's what my policies are for the organization. Here's what my workload characteristics are. Here's what my security constraints are and my compliance constraints. Can I put something in place that allows me to meet all of that, but still makes it a dynamic workload such that it can move it around and meet all of the requirements of that? And then ultimately, where the pinnacle of this whole solution comes out is when you come to a more real-time SLA-managed environment, which I could take an application, just supply the SLA and some of the policies to it, and the orchestration layer fully takes care of that. And that's really the steps of maturity that most organizations are going to have to go through to get to that vision of SDI.
When you take a look at what the industry is doing in this space, what have you been encouraged by in terms of what you're seeing?
I'm encouraged by seeing the vertical stack starting to come online. So depending on what kind of customer you are you a Microsoft? Are you a VMware? Are you an OpenStack? Are you a Linux? Right? Any of those different solutions, I'm starting to see complete stacks of more orchestrated workload capabilities being supplied to the industry. And as those come online, it allows the industry to start adopting those, and they'll start working on the standards that really drive the cross-platform capabilities that become critical. Because most enterprises I talk to are really interested in getting to this whole hybrid cloud. And hybrid clouds are available, but they're only available today in a very limited stack view.
Can you talk a little bit about the difference between fully automated and orchestrated and SLA managed, and what is the business value in making that jump?
When you get to the fully service level managed and real-time enterprise, you now start worrying about the software development ecosystem in a much more robust process. I now can assign, here's my application characteristics, and give it to the software-defined infrastructure and an orchestrator that can sit there and watch what's happening underneath the systems. It can decide if something's not right. It can then act and fix it, right? And then it learns from that capability such that it comes back around and actually learns what happened and how to take advantage of it, and it works in a more automated fashion. The reality is you start working instead of across silos, which how a lot of organizations work today, you actually start working fully in an integrated sense. And orchestrators help you in that sense, but they need to have that intelligence to be able to understand what an application requirements are and be able to meet those requirements and manage that on behalf of the enterprise.
And what is Intel's role here in terms of delivering technology that will help and aid the transition?
Intel's value proposition and what Intel is doing in this area is, underneath all of this, you need intelligence in the hardware platforms to be able to make sure that orchestration, workload scheduling, and all of that can occur and allow those decisions to be made correctly on that. So we've added security into our platform so that I can make sure that you can manage the image and make sure that that image matches what was booted. I can add capabilities to accelerate certain types of workloads when they're identified and being able to actually apply those, whether it's encryption on AES-NI or vectorization on AVX or any features along those lines. On top of it, I provide that telemetry up, and then I have an engine that can actually go out and see what's happening and make the right decisions for those platforms based on the service level. We support all of the different software stacks out there, and we support all of the different OEMs in order to make sure that our technology gets exposed through all of this to be more enabled for the software-defined infrastructure.
Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to hear more. Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Great. Thanks for having me. It was great talking to you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.